Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Meth and marijuana are not the only drugs parents worry about. The problems caused by prescription combinations called drug cocktails have finally broken into the national news. The front page of the New York Times recently described Stephen, age 15, who takes antidepressants Zoloft and Dezerel, plus anticonvulsant Lamictal to moderate his moods, plus the stimulant Focalin XR to improve concentration. His brother Jacob, age 14, takes Focalin XR for concentration, plus the anticonvulsant Depakote to moderate his moods, plus the antipsychotic Risperdal to reduce anger, plus Ketoprez to induce sleep. Over the last 3 years, each boy has been prescribed 28 different psychiatric drugs and has seen 11 psychiatrists. Gone are the days when a visit to a psychiatrist meant lying on a couch to recite your troubles. Treatment today means taking prescription drugs, lots of them. Last year, 1.5 million children and teenagers were given at least 2 psychiatric drugs in combination, and 500,000 were given at least 3. The Food and Drug Administration requires manufacturers to prove the safety of each drug, but hardly any studies have examined the safety or effectiveness of drugs used in combination. The American Journal of Psychiatry found only 6 trials of 2 drug combinations, 4 of which failed to show any benefit, and a 5th showed bad side effects. Scientific studies of combinations of 3 or more drugs are non-existent. There are no studies showing long-term safety of psychiatric drugs used on children or the effect on children's developing brains and bodies. Parents, it's up to you to be cautious about prescription drugs. You are the ones with the responsibility for the well-being of your children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents, your children should not undergo forced mental health screening. It's bad science, it's unconstitutional, and may lead to your own child being stigmatized or over-medicated. Write Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the Mental Health Packet. That's Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says anybody who thinks talk is cheap never argued with a traffic cop, Derry Brownfield.
Hey, hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Now, there's going to be a lot of people get all excited over this, and let me tell you ahead of time, it's not what most people think it is. Now, let me read you the headlines, and I don't know who Rita is, but she sent me this, and I know it's all over the internet today. Proof. Our leaders are betraying us all. Well, that I agree with. For months, we've all heard stories about the possibility that the United States, Canada, and Mexico would be merged into a new sovereign entity called the North American Union. That I agree with. That is happening. Governments denied it publicly, and others called us conspiracy nuts. True again. We finally have proof. They are coining money in the name of this new entity. Wrong. We do not have any proof because they, and here I'm sure she means the government, is coining money in the name of this new entity. It is not. And there is money being coined, but not by a government agency. Then she quotes the Hal Turner Show. He has received images of the new unit of currency that are planning. It is called the Amero, which will replace the dollar and the peso in all three countries once they are merged out of existence, once the dollars are merged out of existence. Well, there are, and you can buy these coins. There's the one Amero, which is 25 millimeters, thank you, Beth, which is 25 millimeters. In diameter, it's pure copper. Here's two Ameros, 27 mm, pure copper, five Ameros. By five Ameros, I mean it'll be a coin that is worth five Ameros, 30 millimeters. See, they get bigger. They're pure copper. 10 Ameros, 34 millimeters, that's pure copper. And then you can get like a $20 gold piece, see? But 20 Ameros, 39 millimeters, pure copper. Then they do the same thing with silver and gold. The 25 Ameros, it goes up in size. It's 9.999% silver. 50 Ameros, same kind of silver, you know, pure silver, as pure as you can get it and make a coin out of it. 100 Ameros, again, and it's up to 39 millimeters. 500 Ameros, up to 27 millimeters, but it's gold. It is, mineral content of every one of these, but it's whatever good gold is. I don't know that much about it. Okay, here it is, 24 karat gold, and then you can get the 1,000 one, which is one full ounce of gold. All right, if it's one full ounce of gold, on today's market, it would be worth close to $700, just spot price, see? And they're selling it a little higher than that, but not a lot higher. Okay, the copper The copper Amaros sell for $4 to $9 each, the silver ones from $9 to $32, and the gold ones from $450 to $925. Now, you see, what's going around on the internet is that, oh, looky here, this is proof they're going to do this. They, meaning the world leaders. Okay, it is not proof the world leaders are doing anything, because there's a company that's doing this. And give the guy credit. His name is Daniel Carr. He is the owner of Designs Computed, LLC. Daniel Carr is also the designer of the actual New York and Rhode Island state quarters, and he did that for the U.S. Mint. But his company is Designs Computed, LLC. You can look them up on the internet. It's dc-coin.com, and he deals in coins, metals, and tokens. And he is a sculpturer. So he's doing this. He doesn't claim that these things are legit. That he will claim, I'm sure, and I haven't talked to him, but I'm sure he'll claim that they're accurate as far as the amount of copper, silver, and gold that's in them. For whatever it's worth, he's designed this, well, it doesn't have it on the front of here, but I don't know which one it is, but she looks alike on every one of them. He has this lady, nice, attractive lady. He could have put a prettier face on her, but she is sitting on a little thing that says Liberty. I don't know where he got this on the left side. It shows kind of like the Japanese rising sun. I don't know what that means. A lot of bunch of stars around it. But it says 2007 on it. And the lady is, she is holding a spear in her left hand and a globe in the right hand. She has a ponytail. She has a bare midriff. Her dress comes to just barely cover her knees. And she's wearing flip-flops. Then on the flip side, you have the Union of North America, 20 Amaros, and then it's got the little North American thing there on it. Let's see, on another one, she's got the same girl. This time she is holding a spear in her right hand and a flaming torch in her left hand, and so forth. It goes on and on and on and on and on. But you can buy these things. The government's not doing it. The New World Order is not doing it. The fellow that's doing it is named Daniel Carr. He is in the business of minting coins. Back some years ago, I didn't have Daniel Carr do it, but I had another company do it when we minted the Derry Brownfield silver dollars, I still have a few of them left, but I don't have that many, so I'm keeping them. But did you ever get one of those, Jeff? Did I give you one?
No, I thought they were nickels.
Are you kidding?
Sorry.
Why? Listen, it doesn't cost but 20% more to go first class. No. They are 0.999 pure silver, and they're the size of a silver dollar, and got my picture on them.
No, I'm not one of the honored few to have one. So.
Well, maybe I could find one for you.
I'll buy it from you.
You're not going to buy it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Now. And we have returned. Okay, so much for the Amaro. Now, there's no doubt in my mind that there will be this Amaro coming on sometime in our future. But these coins, hey, that's just private industry. And in fact, Jeff, we ought to get some of those. They'd be kind of neat just to carry around and say, "Hey, look here."
Maybe he'd trade your Derry Brownfield silver dollar for a few.
No, but I'll bet he would trade some airtime for a few.
There you go.
Let's get in touch with him. Would you do that? The one I really want is this 1,000 of Merrill's, 34 millimeters in size, 999 gold, 20, what did I say it was? Anyway, that's a good gold. I mean, it sells for $925. So that'd buy him a spot on the show. Anyway, for whatever it's worth. See what you can do with that. Now, let's move along. I have this letter that I received in the snail mail this morning. "Derry, thought you might be interested in this bribe we got in the mail today." I'll read the letter first. It's written on official stationery from Dave Heineman, Governor, State of Nebraska, Department of Agriculture, Gregory A. Abach, I guess, he's director. "Dear Wilburn," I won't go on with the rest of his name and address, but "you've built your operation through hard work and dedication. It is your life and your livelihood. Of course, you have to fight to keep it protected. But how? The first step in fighting to keep it protected is register your premises. Okay? Do your part in protecting your livelihood and your industry. Take the first step. Premise registration is simple, does not require any critical information, and it's free. Free is underlined and in bold type. Who should register? Question mark. Anyone with even one animal should register his or her premises because it only takes one animal to spread a disease. Don't sit and wait for something to happen. Take action to protect your investment. Take the first step and register your premises today. Any new registration received by August the 31st, 2007, you'll get a hand crank emergency flashlight. Sincerely, Department of Agriculture, Steve Martin, Animal Identification Coordinator. So here's a copy of this thing. It's a little slick deal they had made to put in the envelope. Get your free flashlight. So you've heard about all of the benefits to registering your premises. Well, here's another one. Register today and receive a free emergency flashlight. I was talking to Ben Roberts. He was someplace. I don't know if they did that in Washington or where, but he said they'd give you a pair of vice grips if you registered your premises. Anyway, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
And we have returned. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this animal ID thing again. We have a lot of other things to discuss. But I got a call today from a rancher who has been doing a little research on this animal ID. And he said, and I can't prove this, and he can't prove it, but he says we've got pretty good evidence, and I don't know whether they're going to try to get it through the Freedom of Information Act or how this works, what they're doing. But he says we have pretty good evidence. And remember the other day I talked about how the American Angus Association had joined a partnership with the Department of Agriculture. And I said, I know there's money involved in that. It's just a matter of how much. He said that the Angus Association actually sold their membership list to the Department of Agriculture. And he said for $500,000. Now, I don't know if that's right or not, but we do know anytime you get involved with the government on this thing, and we know how the government's been pouring money around like it was water. I mean, every state got, well, here in Missouri, we got, what, $400,000 the first time, and more than that, I think, the second time. Anyway, about $1 million just in the state of Missouri to get these premises signed up. And people are not doing it, as we've mentioned time and time and time again. I am in my heart, and I don't know, you know, it's kind of like this $500,000. I can't prove it. But in my spirit, I believe that that word premise is going to put a liability on your deed when you do that, because there's just too many other things involved here. Then he went on to say that when they got the Future Farmers of America, which you don't call it is not politically correct to say Future Farmers of America. Nobody wants to be a farmer anymore. They just refer to the FFA. But he said they got $800,000. They, meaning the National Association of the Future Farmers of America. Anyway, so much for that for today. Moving along again. The other day, well, yesterday, we had Joan Vian on talking about the financial situation in this country. And I discussed the housing market in detail on August the 13th, which was Monday. CNNmoney.com made the comment a few days ago, August 10th, actually, the mortgage meltdown spread to the financial markets. Tighter credit will have a broader impact on consumers, markets, and the economy. And I went home yesterday afternoon after talking to Joan Vian and watched what would have been the Neil Cavuto show. They had some lady running it. And she had these guests on the show. She had four different people, and she was pretty nice. She was a good host. She let them talk. There was one individual on there out of these four that agreed with me 100%. And the other three, they're saying, oh, hey, this is just a little, I believe they called it a hiccup. It's not going to last. Everything's hunky-dory, fine and dandy. It'll be all right. Now, as Joan, I don't know if Joan mentioned this or not. I've talked about it before, but Countrywide Financial, it's the nation's largest mortgage lender, at least by volume, I guess dollar volume. But anyway, it reported, and it didn't say, it's amazing, again, it's a play on words, that unprecedented disruptions in the mortgage market were forcing it to cut way back on the numbers of loans it was dealing in secondary markets. Credit corporate bonds has become harder to get. The liquidity squeeze has spread to corporate bond and other financial markets. Only the riskier borrowers are cut out. The mortgage, the situation will continue until financial institutions revalue their mortgage-backed securities to what they're actually worth. And as I mentioned then, I said, look, every time I borrowed money, they wanted me to put up way more than what it was worth. In other words, if you were going in to borrow $100,000, they wanted you to have $200,000. Now, that might be a little over-exaggeration, but they wanted you to be able to cash out and be able to pay them off. And we've said time and time again, the tight bankers, you know, if you needed the money, you couldn't get it. If you didn't need the money, they'd loan it to you. Anyway, this goes on and on and on, but I have another story here concerning the housing market in Florida, and apparently this thing has really taken a tumble. Now, this all comes down to the fact that back some years ago, no, it wasn't some years ago, it's January the 7th, 2007, that I've been concerned about the economy for a long time. I got really concerned about it back in the 1980s when we were farming. We had quite a bit of land invested in quite a bit of land, all on borrowed money. And interest went from 6 to 18%. Actually, interest went up to 21.5%, I believe. But I never did pay that much interest. I think our bank finally stopped raising interest rates at about 18%. But when it went from 6 to 18%, hey, that's going up threefold. So you can see what happened. It just broke a lot of people. And Thomas M. Honing is president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. And he has an article out saying, This time it is different. Or is it? ? Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Friends, I've seen with my own eyes the Paragon Foundation, which does a lot of good. And here's Executive Director Jimmy Oliver.
This foundation is dedicated to protecting people's property, protecting their constitutional rights. We've been at this 11 years. As we've said on this show many times, we've made a lot of mistakes, but I'll tell you, we've learned a great deal. You've got to determine where your jurisdiction lies, who has jurisdiction over your property, and don't ever take that information out of an attorney. Always get with us or somebody else before you go hire an attorney. Just don't hire one for a little while. Let us show you how to send the letters, how to challenge this authority and challenge this jurisdiction, and you'll be amazed when you start to do that, how you'll see these bureaucracies just kind of fade into the dark when you start asking the right questions.
Join the Paragon Foundation today. It's just $35 a year, and you'll be helping to keep and restore freedom for the next generation. So call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
It's showtime at the Missouri State Fair.
You know, if I could have whatever I wanted, I would have a mile-long carnival with tons of fast rides and roller coasters and one pass that would let me ride everything.
Hey, kid, wake up! Just go to the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia. You'll find a mile-long carnival with rides and games for everyone. With the unlimited spin daily deal, you get unlimited carnival rides for any one day for just $25 at break time stores. Even bigger is the big ticket, which gets you admission into the fair and unlimited carnival rides for all 11 days. It's only $55 if bought in advance at participating Lowe's stores and $60 at the fair. Unbelievable? Believe it, but it's only at the Missouri State Fair. Check out all the deals at mostatefair.com. Where else can you have so much fun? Only at the Missouri State Fair, August 9th through the 19th in Sedalia. It's showtime!
Friends, if you're thinking about putting up a building for hay, machinery, or a workshop, steel span buildings can solve your storage needs. And more importantly, these buildings are affordable and bird-free every day. So listen to what my listeners say who have bought this once-it-style building.
It went together very easily, and it doesn't leak. The birds don't have a place to roost. It's just an all-around maintenance-free building. I get so many compliments about it. People that drive in, they got to go in and look at it.
Call Lou anytime you need to, and it usually works well.
Pretty warm out here, but it's cool in there. Yeah, combine and baler and farm planter, you name it. It couldn't be better.
Friends, it's Lou, and it's State Fair time. See me now at the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia, or just call me. I'll have selected Quonset building sizes at huge discounts, but you have to talk to me. Call me for details at 800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408.
Friends, what are you waiting for? I'm convinced. Call Lou now. You know, I've been telling you about the best-kept secret in the Ozarks, the Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Well, I was there, had a good time. It's a beautiful place to go. It's internationally known for the musical shows and concerts they produce. The concerts are held in the main lobby in front of the big stone fireplace, and the acoustics are perfect. So listen to this.
Past performers at Wildwood Springs Lodge include Asleep at the Wheel, Pure Prairie League, Michael Martin Murphy, Leroy Parnell, and many, many more. Coming soon, Brewer and Shipley, the Amazing Rhythm Aces, Rice and Rowan, the Outlaws, America, Dr. John, Poco, Arlo Guthrie, and the Guess Who, just to name a few.
As I said before, I've been there, done that, and you should too. Stay for a meal, it is delicious. Stay for the show, they're outstanding. Stay for the night, and you're in for a real treat. Book online at wildwoodspringslodge.com or call 573-775-2400.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who asks, why is the third hand on the watch called the second hand? Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now, back to the economy, and I'm quite concerned about it. It doesn't suit me, I know that. And as I was mentioning yesterday, I watched a show yesterday, what would have been Neil Cavuto's show. He wasn't there, but they carried out the show much as he would have. And they had these four experts on there, and the first three, there's three that kept saying, oh, hey, this thing's all right. Sure, the housing thing isn't good, but look at all these other companies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this one fellow said, yeah, but look, this is all tied together. The fact is that people, and they use Walmart and Home Depot as an example, both of those companies are complaining about sales being way down. And it's because, and here we are back to school. Now, I don't know how that would affect Home Depot, but back to school, you'd think Walmart would be just reeling in the money, would you not? I don't know. Kids going back to school, they buy all kinds of supplies and clothes and whatever, but they're not. And it's because we have people today, although, and I saw another thing here, I didn't bring it in here with me, but on the job market, the jobs that are being picked up where we see the most activity in people hiring are the lower price jobs. In other words, people are just not making enough money to pay for $3 gasoline, $4 a gallon milk, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this is a story from Florida, and then I'll get back to this Federal Reserve banker in Kansas City. But the Florida blood in the water in the Florida property market, once booming Southwest Florida, is now the center of the U.S. housing storm. Until 2 years ago, middle-class retirees vied with property speculators for houses and apartments in Cape Coral, a town near Fort Myers on Florida's Gulf Coast. Now almost every other house on some of the streets has a for sale sign outside. With a bloated inventory of unsold homes and a growing number of homeowners forced out by mortgage delinquencies, thanks to the subprime crisis and the ensuing credit crunch, Southwest Florida's once warm climate for property has turned stone cold. Now, here's an article that I wrote back in January. Let's see, this was first, I actually wrote it in December because it was printed January the 7th. January, February, March, April, May, June, July. So that was 7 months ago, okay? And I quoted Thomas M. Honing. He's president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. And he says, times are different this time, or is it? Then he goes on to say, and I'm quoting this federal, he's president of the Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank. I believe that this is a particularly apt time to take a retrospect look at banking and finance. We now have a new generation of bankers who haven't experienced much in the way of a substantial banking downturn. District bankers played various roles in speculative booms in agriculture, energy, and commercial real estate, which all came to a precipitous end. The price of crude oil rose from, boy, it's hard to remember this, $2.75 a barrel in 1973. When we started the network here, oil was $2.75 a barrel. I kind of remember that. I didn't know it was that low, but I remembered my son, who had spent 7 years in the oil patch, came home and started doing some other things. But he said, hey, and he used to make the comment, oil's got to get back up to, I believe he used to say, either $25 or $30 a barrel to make it profitable. Anyway, he goes on to say that back then, oil rose from $2.75 a barrel to 70 in 1973 to a peak of nearly $37 in 1981 before dropping to $10 in 1986. Similarly, farmland values rose by more than fourfold in the 10-year period before 1982, but then dropped by 45% during the next 5 years. And I can show you farms that dropped way more than any 45%. I mean, they were not only selling for half price, they were selling way under half. Inflation was around 13% at the beginning of the 80s, and the prime rate had reached 20.5% in 1981. During the 1980s, 309 banks failed in the Kansas City Federal Reserve District alone. It's about a five-state district right here in the Midwest. Most banks in the 80s, like banks today, were well-run, prudent, and successful. But some managers couldn't resist the possibility of greater profit. Age-old behavior such as greed, short-sightedness, and arrogance are at the center of these problems, and they are with us today just as they were in the 1980s. Thomas Honing goes on to say, "My purpose is not that I think a return to the 1980s-style crisis is imminent. However, those who in the early 1980s predicted an endless rise in energy markets and real estate values were as confident in their outlook as we are today. Although the world has changed during the last quarter of a century, at least one thing has not: human nature. Greed, pride, arrogance, and other human frailties are often the root of bad decisions. And those qualities remain with us today. They still motivate behavior as they have in the past. And in many cases, these frailties keep us from acting on the lessons we should have learned from previous generations." Now, I was writing this article. I remember doing it. And my daughter happened to be there. And she was looking at what I was writing, and she says, "Well, why don't you write something positive?" And I made the comment that this Federal Reserve banker, he was an older fellow. I said, "He's been there and done that. I've been there and done that." And then I go on, and this is the way I close the article. "When I point this information out to my friends, they tell me that I am just a pessimist and I need to be more upbeat in my thinking. I was very upbeat in my thinking during the 1950s and 60s and 70s, but 20% interest on the unpayable mortgages changed my thought life. When the notes come due and you're in the sweat box with the president of the bank and it's your turn to explain those foreclosure notices, you go from being just a pessimist to being a realist. Sooner or later, tomorrow, next month, next year, sometime in the future, the bankers are going to want their money. The notes will come due." Now, you're seeing this happening in the housing market. But it's not just in the housing market. You're going to see it. If the housing market would turn around, it would make a difference. Yes, it would. But let's realize that back in 1973, and I don't have the figures here, but he was comparing prices now in 1973. A dollar wasn't nearly worth what it was back in 1940, but it was still worth probably two or three times what it's worth today. People's salaries have not nearly kept up with inflation. The government figures on inflation is just more lies. There's no way that we have the small amount of inflation that the policymakers in Washington tell us we have. When gas goes up over $3, and I noticed just this last week. Now, it may have changed since yesterday or the day before, but diesel fuel is 30 cents a gallon higher than gasoline. Now, when you see these big rigs running up and down the interstates, or even in your hometown, they're getting maybe 4 or 5 miles to gallon on $3 something diesel fuel. You see, everything that we do today, everything that we do is costing so much more, but people's salaries are not going up like that, and that's why Walmart and Home Depot are not making the money that they made. Well, let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car.
And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
By the way, our number is 1-800-973-3779. I failed to give that, and your calls are welcome. I just failed to give the number today. Homeland Security wants you to get permission from the government in order to get a job. Now, yesterday when we had Joan Vion on the air, and I can't remember whether, Jeff, do you know whether we mentioned this on the air or not?
Briefly.
Just briefly. I knew I talked to Joan about it, but I couldn't remember whether it was on or off the air because I talked to her for quite a while before we went on the air and then again when we got off. But she said she hired a lady, and this person said, where's those forms I have to fill out? Apparently this lady had applied for several jobs, and she was filling out these government forms, the way I understand it. I don't know. I've never seen one. But Joan said, what? You don't. And she said, yes, you do. Well, anyway, she knew something, apparently, and apparently she'd been applying for a government job of some kind. I don't know. But as of August the 11th, which was last Saturday, job seekers must obtain Homeland Security approval. Okay? U.S. citizens and other residents. Now, did you get that U.S. citizen part, all right? And other residents will require prior approval from the Department of Homeland Security to get a job under new immigration guidelines introduced by the cabinet and sanctioned by President George W. Bush today. That was August the 11th, all right? Now, let's realize that this did not go through Congress. Congress knows nothing about it. This was in the Amnesty bill, Congress voted down the amnesty bill. It did not pass, but it doesn't make any difference whether a bill passes or not. George W. Bush gets whatever he wants, so he just said his cabinet sanctioned this, and now it's a law. This requirement was, as I mentioned, part of the failed immigration bill, and this comes from Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff and Commerce Secretary Carlos Gutierrez, or whoever. I always have problems with those names. The Employment Eligibility Verification System has been renamed E-Verify and will require more than 200,000 companies doing federal business to use the system to establish employment eligibility of new hires and the validity of their Social Security numbers. Under this program, no one would be able to work in the United States without being approved by the Department of Homeland Security, creating what amounts to a no-work list, similar to the no-fly list that the government has. President Bush praised the two secretaries. Although the Congress has not addressed our broken immigration system by passing comprehensive reform legislation, my administration will continue to take every possible step to build upon the progress already made in strengthening our borders, enforcing our working laws, and keeping our economy well supplied with vital workers. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices zigzagged Wednesday on a stronger dollar, easing inflation and escalating credit worries. Gold closed in New York up a dime to $668.90 an ounce. Silver fell 17 cents to $12.53. Global demand for gold in the second quarter jumped 19%, spurred by jewelry buying in India and around the world, according to the World Gold Council. More at SwissAmerica.com.
This is Pat Boone to tell you about Swiss America's three-step plan for successful gold investing. First, call Swiss America. Request their free book, materials, and CD. Second, review the materials and learn why gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And third, earn a return through growth of your gold investment.
Call now toll-free 1-877-703-2193. 877-703-2193.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday, August the 20th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Early consigners include Holston Farms, who have consigned a potload of fancy Angus 850-pound steers. Now, they've been MFA processed or coming off of short grass. Donnie Callis will be selling a 60-head string of fancy black and black baldy steer and heifer calves. They'll weigh from 400 to 500 pounds, had all their shots, and they're weaned. Junior Cadre is offering a set of black and black baldy and Charolais crosses. They weigh from 600 to 700 pounds. Larry Bennett will be in with a 30-head lot of calves. They weigh from 450 to 600, and they've weaned and had one round of shots. And Farrell Taylor and also Donnie Leibhart are each selling a set of 600 to 700-pound cattle, and they've had two rounds of shots and are long-time weaned. These cattle and the calves will be selling this coming Monday, August the 20th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. And we're in the home stretch, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to the telephones. Dwayne in Arkansas. Hi, Dwayne.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Dave. I just had to compliment you on your comment a minute ago about why the sales at Walmart are down. You went through a list of how everything else is going up except people's wages. And, you know, watching these guys talk about stock being that they're stock market experts and economic experts, none of them had ever said in the words you said that the problem is people's wages has not gone up when everything else has. And I just had to pat you on the back for that comment.
Well, thank you. You're very kind. You know, I don't understand why the rest of the world can't see this. And I think they're not dumb. They know what's happening.
They're just not telling the truth.
Absolutely right. Now, she had one person on that show. They put their faces in little square boxes, and then they can talk, you know. And she had this one fella that really, and she let him talk. Usually when Kabuto has him on there, he always cuts the conservative guy down, and you know, he'll talk over the top of him or something. But she let this fella, and he really made a lot of sense to me. But, you know, I used to do a lot of banquet speaking back even before, well, I started in 1973, really, when we started the network. And mostly in Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, and sometimes maybe Nebraska or Kansas. But it was all farm groups all the time. And I would go to these seed, feed, and fertilizer appreciation, farmer appreciation days, and the banks would have farmer appreciation nights, you know, and a big banquet and all that. And they'd oftentimes, if it was a day thing, it's an afternoon thing, they'd have these college professors come in, you know, and they'd tell us what the outlook for agriculture was. And then that evening, I'd do the banquet speech. And it was always kind of fun. Most of the time they left. I always wanted them to stay, but they'd leave. Most of the professor types would. Maybe they weren't invited to the banquet. I don't know. But anyhow, they'd... I'd say, now you sat there this afternoon and you listened to the experts in this field of marketing. I said, how many of you believe that these guys knew what they were talking about? And, you know, you'd see some hands go up, maybe a few, but not many. I'd say, look, if those people knew, if they knew what they were talking about, would they be telling us? We'd be the last people, huh?
No, because if they told you the truth, then you wouldn't be wanting to buy stocks that they're wanting to sell to you.
Well, these people aren't, in the case with Fox News maybe, but with this case, these are just salaried college professors. And they go through all the charts and all the, you know, they look at all of the figures. They don't know. If they knew, they'd be hedging their bets on the Chicago Board of Trade and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. In other words, if they thought hog prices were going to be 20% higher in the next 6 months, hey, they'd be buying hogs on the futures markets. If they thought corn was going to break in half, they'd be selling corn on the futures on the Chicago board. They don't know, and nobody knows. That's the whole thing about it. None of us know. All we can say is let's look back to see where we were in the past. And usually, you know, usually history repeats itself.
Most definitely. Well, just wanted to tell you, for just a country boy, a cowboy at heart, farmer, you seem to know more about the truth of the situation than they're willing to tell us. So you just keep up the good work, Gary.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for your comments. I have a little bit of time, very little. But France is furnishing Libya nuclear equipment and armament, for whatever that's worth. Influential German foreign policymakers are calling this irresponsible national single-handedness. And here's what the Germans say. In the EU, each country can't just go around doing as it pleases. And I thought that was kind of interesting, because here... we want to, we're watching our leaders put us in this same situation in North American Union, and we won't be able to go around doing as we please. And I think I have used up most of the time. Most of the hour is gone, so I'm just going to let you listen to Roy and Dale sing Happy Trails.
Happy Trails.
It's true.